Today's date is March 27th, 2025. My name is James Haney, and I'm here at the Northeast Tulsa Community College campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma, interviewing Juliana Torres Antonetti. They are an ESL student at TCC for the Global Campus Oral History Project, archived at Oklahoma State's Oral History Collection. In this interview, we are covering topics that will enable a comprehensive understanding of English as a second language, students' experience in the United States. What is your full name?
Juliana Torres Antonetti.
How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from Venezuela.
When did you move to the United States?
I moved back in 2021.
Okay.
Yes.
So could you tell me, why did you move to the U.S.?
Because Venezuela is currently having a crisis, an economic crisis. And my mom and I were like, we need to do something. And United States was the best option and at the moment. So, yeah.
So did you move with your mom?
Yes.
Just you and your mom?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's the only family you have here in Tulsa?
I have cousins now. Like, from my family, we moved first. And then we kind of like see how it was it. So we started to bring more like cousins and things like that. But it's not a lot. It's just like 5 people.
How did you end up in Tulsa?
Because I used to live in Dallas. And then it was, I had a friend and she was like, Tulsa is cheaper to live and to go to school. So we should go there. But then, like, we feel it's the same. It's kind of like the same here as there, so, yeah.
So which one would you say is better? What would you?
I would prefer to live in Dallas. And if I have the opportunity to go back, I will do it, for
okay.
sure.
So yeah. You like Dallas?
Yes.
What are the biggest challenges of moving to a different country?
First, it just depends from each person, right? Like, everybody has a different experience, and for me, I would say that just the fact that I had my first job here, I never worked before, so it was a huge change. Like, oh my gosh, this is hard. Like, this is actually hard. And also the people, like, sometimes it's just not very I don't know how to say that, but they don't give you like a very warm welcome. So it's just, it makes you feel even worse. And also, I don't know, just the fact that you have to learn a new language as well is kind of hard too. But if you want, you can do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So could you tell me, what was the first impression of the U.S. when you like first arrived? What did you think?
Ooh,
what was going like, through your mind?
I was like, oh, this is gonna be cool. Like, I'm gonna meet new people, and I remember that I was impressed by the highways. Like,
yeah.
It was like, wow, this is different. Like, in Venezuela, the roads and everything, they are like, ugh. I mean, not every single road, right? But like the majority of them are not nice at all.
Yeah, I'm an immigrant too, so I can relate to that. Like, road infrastructure in the U.S., it's like top tier.
Exactly. It's impressive, yeah. Right?
So you were excited when you first came in.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
So what is the biggest difference between daily life in Venezuela and the U.S.?
It depends, because, I mean, if you ask me, like, the last year that I spent in Venezuela, it was COVID, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just, I was not doing nothing at all, right? It was just rest, being at home. I don't know how to explain it. But before that, I was younger, I guess. I was just finishing high school. I mean, I don't, like, escuela, but I don't know how to call it.
Secundario?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it was, I mean, I was a student. I was more immature. I was just hanging out with my friends, and here's like, I don't even hang out anymore, and I I just want to like work in myself, you know, it's just, it's a different lifestyle. Yeah. So, so what was the question again? I think I'm.
No, what's the biggest difference? But you said it's definitely like a different pace of life.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So what do you miss most about Venezuela?
I miss my family, my dad. I would like to see my grandma again. Yeah, it's my friends too. Yeah, just the people.
You miss your community in general. Yes,
exactly.
So would it be possible for you to see them again?
If they come here, like, if my dad doesn't have an Italian passport, that's how I came here, right?
Oh, okay.
And my grandma does, so she can come here. But some people, I think, I mean, it's like very remote. It's remotely, is how do you say it? Yeah, like, it can happen, but I don't know. It might never happen. You never know.
Okay. So what do you dislike and like about TCC?
What I like, dislike and like about TCC, it's just, I don't feel like I have been here a lot to like a wide question, wide answer, but it's just, because I'm just doing English classes, right? Mm-hmm. But I like the teachers are very attentive and very kind. I don't know how to explain it. It just feels like school, like little school, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't like, I don't know, it's just the routine, you know, having to come here every day.
How long have also you been here at TCC for?
Just 3 months. It's 2 semesters, but the semesters are just 3 months. It's not like 6 months.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I came here the last year and this year again.
Okay.
And that's it. So it's just like, it's not a lot, I feel. Okay,
so you don't have a lot of experience.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. But how was the support system at ESL student, as an ESL student? Like, how are you? You said your teachers are attentive. Do you feel like you have a support system here?
Yes. I mean, this semester more than the last one. I mean, I feel like this, because this semester I have just 2 teachers that I see, just nobody else.
Okay.
And the other one was 4 different ones, I think, if I'm not wrong. So that, I don't know, we get to connect more with them, or at least me. So it's just easier to, like, you know, hey, I have this problem, and they will definitely fix it for me. Even I got my tonsils removed, like, nothing ago, like 3 weeks ago, and they were so, so, like, understandable with it. So
you feel like, yeah, in a way, I like it's better because it's more like a personal relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. I really like that.
Well, that's good. So you're learning English right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're pretty fluent in the language.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what are some of your strategies when it comes to learning English?
I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm like a copy-paste person, you know? I mean, it's easy for me to, like, listen and just, like, do it and repeat it. And I will, in some point, like, just stick it in my head. And some things, I just do it on, I don't know, like, for music. And definitely working as a server helped me a lot. It's just, like, I don't know, just talking to the people, embarrassing myself sometimes, it just helps, you know?
So you're more of, like, a listener type?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm horrible, like, writing. Even in Spanish, I'm just terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm, like, more, like, talking and listening person, yeah.
Well, that's good, because you know what kind of things work for you or not when you're trying to study and stuff.
Yes.
How do you feel about your English learning process so far? What do you think?
I mean, it's cool. It's just hard, because, like, here, it's just, I would love to have to come here and not have to work. You know, it's just the fact that I have to work, it consumes my time and my energy. And also I go to the gym. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm not like, how do I say that? Like, como desenvolviéndome, like doing the things, like I've given my 100%. I feel like I'm not giving my 100% here because I'm tired, you know? So it would be different if I was like, so in Venezuela, I was just worried about it, going to school, and that was it. And yeah. It was so easy.
So it's like more of like a language barrier that you feel like you kind of have to like work on mentally every time, like put more stress on your
exactly. It's just, brain. It's a stress. Exactly. It's very stressful. And it changed my mood and everything. Sometimes I just don't want to do it. It's like, like, why am I doing this? I should be somewhere else and not speaking in English, you know? Like, this is hard.
I get that, for you know? Sure. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So would you say that's the biggest challenge in adjusting to American customs and social norms? Like, everything's so fast-paced and you're doing something all the time and you feel like you don't really have time to socialize and stuff like that?
That's true, yes. Yes. I mean, yeah, wait, like I agree with you at the end of what you said, but I'm like lost. Like, what do you mean by American customs? Like traditions and things like that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I've been acquiring, is that how you say it? The bad ones, you know, like, I mean, work a lot and being tired and just being on a bad mood sometimes. Right. And I guess just going out, how do you say that? Sometimes, just not all the time, like not very often. And I feel like my friends from here, they are the same thing, you know? And I'm becoming like them on that part. And I don't like that. I want to be more like outgoing and happy. And I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. Is that the question?
Yeah,
is that
the answer? You're doing great, Eileen.
Thank you.
You're kind of helping me out here.
great.
So, did you have any difficulty making friends or building a community here?
Ooh, yes. Sometimes it is hard. Because it's just like, usually people like me, right? Because I'm not like mean or whatever. But it's just like, when they say something and I don't understand, it's like, like I don't know where to put my head. It's like, oh, embarrassing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they will be like, I feel they are like, how do you say that? I'm thinking so hard right now. Like, not annoyed, but it's just like, oh my gosh, like, how do I explain this? Or like, oh, this girl again, you know, like, annoyed. I mean, annoyed, but not like, oh, I hate you, but it's like, oh, it's tiring, this is exhausting. And yeah, but it's cool. Like, at the same time, some people is just very understandable, and they're very patient with me. And I like that. So, like, not everything is bad, you know?
Yeah. I feel like we all have to be patient in general.
Exactly.
So, that's good. You mentioned you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
You work at Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you cope with stress and homestead and all that? Well, you're, like, managing work and school, but you're also, like, missing home. How do you manage that?
It's just, I don't know. I feel like I'm never at home. It's just at night. And sometimes, like by periods during the day, like when, for example, if I live here, I'm going to the gym because today I'm not working, right? I'm off. So then after the gym, I will clean my car and whatever, because I plan that with my mom. So yeah, like, when I have time off, I just try to do everything I have to do. And when I don't, I'm just like at school or here, you know, at school, at work or at the gym.
So you have a very busy schedule.
I feel, I mean, you see like three things, but it's just,
time is consuming.
Just not enough, mm-hmm. I feel. And also like, you can say, okay, I'm gonna do it, I can't do it, but your body feels like sore sometimes. It's just like, oh no, crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Managing work and school and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to other international students here in the U.S.?
I would advise to manage the time right, because I mean I see some of them that they are not working and they feel bad for that too, and it's just like you should like do both if you want, right? Which is great because when you work you get to like you get a lot of experience for the English too, you know, like I don't know how to explain it, but you get the everyday language or like so that's good to practice. And I don't know, it's just be nice to your schoolmates.
Well, I feel like that's great advice. I feel like people do have a lot to learn about you, because I feel like, you know, managing work and school, going to the gym, everything, learning a new language, trying to figure out a new culture and stuff.
Right. It's just, yeah.
It's very admirable.
Thank you. Yes. You're sweet.
So finally, is there anything you would like to add before we finish this interview?
I don't know. Yes, maybe. No. Let me think.
Well, I feel like your story is very interesting.
Would you like to ask me something? It's just I cannot think something.
Yeah.
I mean, to finish, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
We can fix this part, right?
Yeah, for sure. You're gonna edit it? Okay. For sure, yeah.
Let me think.
I'm just trying to make time, because we basically got to do like 20 minutes.
And how much? How long is
it? We're at 6, we're almost 17.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let's think the last question. You said to finish something to before. Is there anything you would like to add before we finish this interview? I mean, you said it's very admirable, the fact that I'm managing my time to do all the things, and you know, I'm a Spanish speaker person, which is like makes it harder, right? So I just will say, just don't be lazy and just don't be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like most of us and my classmates, they're like always very like they're not loud, they're like very like shy, and I feel when you're like that, you're just missing out. And if you're missing out and you're not like trying and making mistakes and learning from them, you're just not gonna like advance, you know?
That's also great advice. Develop. Yeah.
Exactly.
But so. I also feel like knowing English and Spanish is a great advantage that you have. Is that like something that helps you out in your job sometimes, or?
I mean, yes. Sometimes if they need us on a Spanish server, I'm right there, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, not right now here, because there's not like a lot of jobs that requires people that speak both language, but I guess if I move to another country, that will be an advantage.
Possibly, you know? Than another city. You said you lived in Dallas.
Exactly. So, like, somewhere bigger, and I don't know. Like, I will have to think about it. I'm just 22. You know, right. I have a lot of time. But yeah, it's definitely something, and I feel proud of it. So.
So, would you say you have any goals or aspirations for the future?
Yes, I mean, I'm hard to set to like decide. It's been hard for me to decide what I want to do in college, because I'm doing this just exactly to go to college because I want to do something, right?
Yeah.
I'm just like so hard to decide all the time on everything, and I don't want to do the mistake, but I kind of want to do physiotherapy, right? Because I don't want to stop going to the gym, never. Like, even if I'm like going to school, like a college, university, whatever. So this is part of it, and I'm gonna learn from it, And it can be helpful and enjoyable for me. So maybe that's what I want to do. And it gets me, I'm excited now that I thought about it. So
you're interested in physical activity. Is that something that's always been part of your life?
No, but it made me change. And now that I changed that way, I feel like just better, like way more better. And I don't want to stop, you know, because I have never felt this good before, like physically and mentally, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to be a little heavier, so it was like I was traumatized about it. So yes, I just love this.
Mm-hmm. When would you say you developed that interest for physical therapy and physical?
I don't know. I mean, that career specifically, I didn't even like thought about it. It was my mom that told me, like, hey, why would you not do that? I feel like it was like 2 months ago. But before that, I was like, hey, I want to do something, but I don't know. So, yeah. Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to like figure out what you like and don't like and what are your interests.
Exactly.
Well, that's great.
Exactly, not regret it, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's admirable. Just, like, try stuff out and see if they work. Well, this interview's been great. I feel like you definitely did help me out a lot.
Perfect.
But, yeah, I feel like, thank you for doing this interview with me. And,
of course.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we done with, like, all the questions? So should I say something? Bye.
Goodbye.